So you're working on your mental evaluation over there?
Yes, I am.
The boyfriend psychological test?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes, I am.
You have any ideas?
I think I'll start out with, so, lover, or...
Well, you don't want to drop lover that early.
No, it's...
It needs to be all straight-laced. It needs to be like, it's what questions are you going to ask?
I'm going to be like, have you or any of your family been recently diagnosed with a mental illness?
Okay.
Have you ever had any thoughts of suicide?
Watch out, because no one's going to answer that. No one's going to answer those questions straight. You have to...
They might.
You have to be like, what TV shows do you watch? You know, and if they're like... I watch biography, but only if someone like Charles Manson or Hitler's featured on it. You know, like...
Yeah, but...
Things like that so that you can have a profile without... Do you have a mental disorder? Some guy that wants to date you. What's he going to answer to that? You going to hook him up to a polygraph, too?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'll save my money and buy one.
Okay.
Yeah. I like to be straightforward and just cut to the chase.
I think this is something we can get into. Maybe we can do this on tomorrow's show or something.
Okay.
Have listeners call in and contribute some of their thoughts on what kind of questions you would ask on something like this. Things that would tip you off.
Yeah.
Not come straight out and say, are you a complete lunatic? You know?
Hey.
People tend to catch on to that.
Do you collect knives?
Yeah. Just because someone's mentally messed up doesn't mean that they're idiots. You know? Yeah. And that they're going to... Oh, wait.
Maybe I just don't have any guy cue.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't tell her about my spree of cat stranglings. That might be a bad idea.
Yeah. Because a lot of girls like cats.
Good point.